Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and I'm with the men here from our men's ministry program. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? We're off to a good start here, aren't we, guys? Okay. Before we went on the air, we selected a scripture, and our scripture for today's reflection comes from John, the Apostle John's first letter. So it's 1 John chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 16 and 17. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. For how does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? First thoughts. What jumps out at you?
Neighbors of Hope. That's what we do.
Neighbors of Hope, yeah. Yeah. What part?
If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need.
Yeah, so like our donors.
Yeah,
reach out. Certainly as a social ministry, serving those people who are right in need.
Definitely less fortunate than us.
Fortunately, we have donors that recognize that and certainly want to share their Christian faith. Even through whether it be monetary or food donations, clothing donations, hygiene products, et cetera, we have all that. It is quite the challenging phrase, though, right? I mean, for any of us in our personal lives, you know, if you see somebody in need and you refuse to help, how can we really say we have Christ in us?
I can remember the time in my life when I didn't used to think about stuff like that. When I saw somebody in need, whatever, I just kept doing my own business. And then one day I just woke up and realized how fortunate I am. And I need to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So that started my journey with you guys.
Yeah, but I think we also have to look at what we do here is them doors are open and it's the Jesus way, it's the unconditional way. It's the, we look at you as Jesus when you came in here. Because as a resident, as a, as a client, but, you know, back as the house manager, you know, you can't keep, you got to give it away. You know, we here, we got them three phases, love, compassion, hope. And I know when I came here, I was definitely, didn't think I had no hope, didn't have no love. Like you said, I didn't care about nobody, I cared about me.
Yep.
Me. You know, and here we, as you, try to teach these guys that you have hope. We have love here. You know, yeah, you know, at times, you know, the love is a little hand up, you know. But the 6-month program that we offer teaches these guys to give them a chance to build a foundation and to know that giving back, you know, look what Jesus did. You know?
Yeah, I the way you started out there, you can't give away something you don't have. Right, and so that's kind of what the scripture's saying. It's just, I think if you were to go on and read the next one, it talks about, you know, it's not just in words, it's in truth and action. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus is is an action word. You know, if Christ is in us, then our actions ought to reflect that, right? Including if it's, you know, the compassion of Christ, then the action that's reflected is looking out for those who are in need.
Scripture is it? Well, here it is right here. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the light.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So once you get that in you, well, that's what we do here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I think that's part of what John's trying to argue is, you know, don't say you have him and then not be able to put that into action.
Right.
So it's just words.
Yeah.
And particularly, I mean, Jesus, you know, the great commandment, right? Love one another. That's willing the good of the other. That's an action oriented. That's just not some sentimental, emotional response.
And also, if the opportunity arrives, you can help someone. You know, it makes you feel good that you've helped someone.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the past, you couldn't help someone, but the opportunity arrives and you can help someone. After all that, it makes you feel good inside. Because if you don't, then you're going to feel regret afterwards. And mine was a little difficult situation. One time I was in a car, and so my caseworker actually said, "Can you stop the car real quick?" Like, a guy's sitting out there in a chair with a sign. He needs any help, so I helped him out. And three times in the bus, "Can you stop the bus? Stop the bus!" And they're freaking out. The driver's freaking out. So they open the doors. "I just need 5 seconds, please, 5 seconds." Take out a little money and call out. I know who it was.
Yeah.
Call out his name. And, okay, you can close the door. So when the opportunity arrives, and you know, you got to take that chance. You know, help that person in need, dire need, and afterwards you feel good. And if you don't, you know, if you can help them out, you're going to feel bad you didn't help them out. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's similar. I mean, you know, here at Neighbors of Hope, you know, every Sunday we're visiting another church, and one of the churches we were recently at, you know, gave a message on sowing seeds, right? And if Christ is in you, Christ is going to kind of like knock on you going, hey, there's stop, you know, stop the bus, open the door, right? There's, you got to listen to that voice. But if you don't have that voice in you, you're not going to hear it.
I hear that voice every morning. Yeah. Every morning, time to go to work. So let's go.
Yeah, yeah. What are you? You got anything?
Oh, I have something. It's along that lines with, you know, you have monetary things. You know, you help people out if you have it, and sometimes you might not have those things. You might have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And
the time.
And the time.
Yeah.
So that would be probably more down my road, even though I might have the ability to have monetary things. And then the tools as well, you know. So that I kind of relate to that. You know, it does take, you know, your conscience, it says the need to help. I can help you to a certain point, but might need to include somebody else, or if you have other things that might work in place of that, and the tools to put it in place. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
And the time and things like that. There's a way to, I guess, to make time. You know, even if it's like after dinner or something on the weekend, you know, a spot or something like that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, you know, time, talent, treasure. Right. I mean, sometimes it's money. Sometimes you look at the volunteerism we get here at Neighbors of Hope, right?
It's hard not to react to the calling, because you get it. You come in this building, you get a calling, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's hard to ignore that. And you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Man, it makes you feel great.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we do at Neighbors of Hope. We give you guys the tools.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be physical tools, but it's spiritual tools. It's motivation tools. It's you know, encouragement tools. It's getting you back to where, you know.
Well, it's a form of spiritual formation, yeah. Right? Where we're trying to help guide and equipped, so that you are a little more in tune and rhythm with that voice, right? That so we can honor what John is saying. You know, I think about that, but yeah, I mean, here at Neighbors of Hope, I mean, we have all kinds of volunteers that are giving their time and their talent. I think of like our meal train, right? So we do, for our listening audience, you can go to neighborsofhope.com and check out our meal train. It's a way you can sign up to provide a meal for our guests here at our Men's Ministry Center. All kinds of other volunteer opportunities, whether it be a Fishes Loads Food Pantry, Blessings and More, and then the Donation Recycling Center, et cetera, et cetera. Springtime's coming. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping coming up here in June or so, we're going to do some painting of what we say that was, like 9,000 square feet?
Yep. Warehouse.
You know, the warehouse, the exterior. Yep. So, you know, there's opportunities just like that. If you like to paint, you know, there's all kinds of volunteers. And I'm sure a lot of our listening audience, you know, they are in tune with that voice. Right? As a matter of fact, we have coming up here on Friday, you know, our Fill the Truck. We'll be over in Tecumseh at the Matthews House Shop. We'll be there all day on Friday from 9 a.m. to about 6 p.m. or so. Doing a clothing drive, right? And so we know, I'm sure several of our listening audience are cleaning out those closets and, you know, shuffling the winter clothes for the summer. And, you know, sometimes if, you know, that old shirt you loved is really hugging you, you might want to say, I can't wear that one anymore.
Help us reach our goal here, and we're very close to getting it. And hopefully by this weekend, we can fill that goal.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so things like that, right? If you have material needs or materials, possessions and time, talent, treasure, there's all kinds of ways that you can help out Neighbors of Hope and help out others in the community. We're not, you know.
Yeah, because
it's the body of Christ.
Goes to the good stuff, usable, wearable items. We'll go to the Blessings and More store and clothe somebody for little or no money. So, yes, you got a chance to, you know, give back in that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've always said Neighbors of Hope is a Matthew 25 ministry, right? When I was naked, you clothed me. We call that Blessings and More.
Right? Exactly. Absolutely.
Right? And that's what you know, Richard referred to earlier on in the program was, you know, everybody who walks through our doors at any of our locations, you know, our entire team is equipped to see Jesus. And that's why we have like meal train. That's why before we went on the air, we were talking about, you know, a meal that was prepared here. I mean, you're talking, you know, grilled chicken and burgers and beans and coleslaw. I mean, this is not soup, soap, and salvation. No, yep. you treat people as Jesus, and it's all of that's action oriented, right? It's just not words. It's putting the power of the Spirit that dwells within us engaged with the world in which we find ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's the truth. It's the way to go. It's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we got a minute or two. Any closing thoughts? Comments?
I just feel that getting more acquainted with other organizations around that are helpful, like the Neighbors of Hope, and the knowledge being a faith-based organization, it definitely is something that helps you steer you in the right direction. You have the beginning of structure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the knowledge to give that to other people, and of course the literature, you know, the scripture is a big part of that, you know, with being a faith-based organization. So it is really something. I mean, I've always believed in Jesus and God and my whole life, but this is completely different. You know, when you're going through what they call a transformation, you're trying to get better and get independent and get on your own again. It's a great, great thing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate all of your insights and sharing this morning. We hope that's been a blessing to our listening audience this morning. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Donation and Recycling Center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.